All right, so welcome to the deep dive.
Yeah.
You know, we were diving headfirst into the college football transfer portal.
Ooh, yeah.
As it stands right now, March 18th, 2025,
Right.
after that winter window slammed shut back in December.
Yep.
For you, the listener, the goal here is simple. We want to get you up to speed on all the portal madness.
Absolutely.
So we are going to look at who won, who lost,
Right.
and we will pinpoint the player moves that could really, shake things up this season.
For sure.
So much to unpack here. So
Absolutely.
to set the stage,
Yeah.
over 2,000 FBS players have entered the portal
That's crazy, right?
since last August,
Yeah.
which is
It's a lot
bonkers.
of movement.
It is so much movement.
Yeah, it really is like free agency on steroids.
It is completely,
And it's interesting because you see some teams that are like really good at navigating it, and some teams are not.
Right, and that's what we are going to dive into today.
Let's do it.
The winners, the losers, and everybody in between. So let's start with the winners. Who are
Correct.
the teams that look like they're,
Okay.
they killed it in the portal?
Yeah, so a couple of names pop up right away for me. And one of those is LSU. LSU, I mean, they have had just an absolutely phenomenal portal class. They've got eight transfers who are considered, top 100 players. When you're talking about that level of talent fusion, that's really something.
Yeah, that's not just like, depth pieces. That
Yes.
is impact players.
Absolutely impact players. And we're talking about,
Yeah.
they went out and got edge rushers, Patrick Payton from Florida State,
Right.
Jack Pyburn from Florida. We're
Yeah.
talking SEC experience.
Right.
These
Yeah.
guys have been there, done that.
Absolutely.
They know what it takes to win. And then they bolstered their secondary with corners Mansoor Delane
Right.
and Tamarcus Cooley.
Yeah.
So you're seeing them, really
Shoring things up.
shore things up in the back end. And then on the offensive side, they brought in receivers Berrion Brown and Nick Anderson. So you're talking about a team that really addressed a lot of their needs.
And so you're looking at all of this and saying, okay,
Yeah.
big names, but what's the real impact here?
Right. Well, the thing is that they're not just talented, they also have experience. These eight players, you ready for this?
Hit me.
They have 202 career starts.
Wow.
That's experience.
202 between the eight of them.
202 between the eight of them.
That is
That
wild.
is a ton of experience coming into that locker room.
Yeah, so that's leadership. That's, guys who've been through the battles.
Right.
And then, you add that to the fact that their quarterback, Garrett Nussmeier, is coming back.
And that's huge.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And people are starting to whisper about LSU as a potential playoff threat.
I mean, it makes sense.
It does,
I mean, you
yeah.
got that kind of experience you're bringing in.
Right.
You got a quarterback with the talent of Nussmeier.
Right, and he's got weapons now.
Exactly. He's got weapons.
To work with. So, I mean, I think it's fair to say that,
Yeah.
LSU is in a really good spot.
They're looking good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I remember watching, a guy like Peyton just wreak havoc on offenses,
Yeah.
and to think that they now have him on their side,
It's scary.
it's got to be a little frightening for the rest of the SEC.
It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Okay, so LSU winner.
Winner.
Big winner.
Big winner.
Okay, who else?
Another team you got to look at is Texas Tech.
Okay.
They are currently ranked number one
Wow.
in terms of, portal rankings.
That's impressive.
It is. And it's because they went out and they got 17 commits, 17 players, including seven four-star recruits.
Okay, so they are not messing around.
No, they are not messing
They're
around.
loading up.
They are, and they're doing it with a purpose.
Okay, so who are some of the key guys they've brought in?
Well, on offense, they got running back Quinton Joyner from USC.
Okay.
Now, this guy, he had 478 yards at USC, and he averaged 7.6 yards per carry.
It's a big play waiting to happen.
That's a big play waiting to happen. So you add him to that offense, and you're talking about a whole new dimension.
And they also brought in tight end Terrence Carter.
Yes, they did, from Louisiana. Another weapon for that offense. And the thing about it is, Joey Maguire, he seems to be building something really special in Lubbock.
It feels like it, right?
Yeah, it's got that air raid vibe that Texas Tech was always known for,
Right.
but it feels like it's got a little more physicality to it.
Right. A little bit more like, ground
It's a
pound.
little bit more well-rounded. So they could definitely be a contender in the Big 12 this year.
Okay, so Texas Tech winner.
Winner.
All right. Now let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk ACC.
Okay.
We got Miami making some noise down there.
Oh, yeah.
They landed quarterback Carson Beck from Georgia.
Yeah, that was a huge get for them.
I mean, that's got to be, you know, one of the biggest acquisitions.
I would say so. Yep. Of this whole portal cycle.
Yeah. I mean, Beck, he showed what he could do last season.
Yeah, he's got the talent.
He does. And the thought of him pairing up with a receiver like Xavier Restrepo.
Oh, man.
That could be really special.
That could be a problem for the rest of the ACC.
That could be a problem.
I mean, they could challenge for the title.
Absolutely. I mean, a quarterback like Beck,
yeah,
he can elevate the play of everybody around him.
Absolutely. You get that confidence. You get that leadership.
Yeah, it changes the whole dynamic of the offense.
Okay, so Miami, definitely a team to watch.
Big time.
All right, one more winner for me.
Okay.
That I think is really worth highlighting.
Uh-huh.
Ole Miss.
Oh, Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin working the portal again.
He's a portal wizard.
He is a wizard.
He is. And he's brought in 6 transfers.
Okay.
That were ranked in the top 100.
Yeah.
So again, you're talking about high-level talent.
Yeah.
And the one that's really got people talking is quarterback Jackson Arnold from Oklahoma.
Now, his 2024 season.
Yeah.
Maybe wasn't what people expected.
Yeah.
But the potential upside is enormous.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be a real steal.
Yeah. He could be a steal.
For Ole Miss.
And they also, you know, they're not just relying on, you know, the quarterback to do everything.
They brought in offensive tackle Patrick Kudus from Arkansas.
Okay.
So they're, you know, trying to shore up the protection.
But, yeah.
Make sure that whoever is under center has time to make plays.
It feels like they're loading up for a run in the SEC.
It does feel that way.
Yeah.
And the thing about Arnold, too.
Yeah.
He's got that dual threat vibe.
Right.
You know, he can run. He can throw.
Yeah. He's a problem.
It's going to be a problem for defenses.
Okay, so Ole Miss, winner.
Winner.
Big winner.
Big winner.
Okay, so we talked about the winners.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's flip the script.
Right.
Let's talk about the teams that...
The losers?
Yeah, the losers.
There's ones who maybe didn't...
Didn't quite.
You know, nail it.
Yeah.
In the portal.
And, you know, it's important to remember that this isn't always, you know, a sign of a bad program.
Right.
It just means that, you know, maybe they lost more than they gained.
Exactly.
In the portal.
It's all about, you know, managing the roster.
Exactly.
And sometimes you just have attrition.
Right.
That you can't really control.
Yeah. So let's start with...
Okay.
A team that I think a lot of people are going to be surprised to see on this list.
Oh, yeah.
USC.
USC?
They've had a lot of talent leave.
A lot of talent.
Through the portal.
Yes.
They lost quarterback Miller Moss.
Right.
They lost wide receivers Zachariah Branch and Deuce Robinson.
Yeah.
And defensive tackle Bear Alexander. So that's a lot of firepower.
It's a lot of talent walking out the door.
On both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, they did bring in 5-star freshman quarterback Julian Lewis from Colorado.
That's true.
But I think that's more of a long-term play.
It is. It's a long-term investment. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see immediate.
The immediate impact from a guy like that.
So it feels like USC is looking at more of a rebuild than a quick reload.
Definitely.
And, you know, that's the thing about the portal.
Uh-huh.
It can be a double-edged sword.
It is.
You know, you can gain players, but you can also lose players.
And sometimes you lose players that you really didn't want to lose.
Right.
And it can really set you back.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so... USC loser.
Loser.
Okay, who else should we be talking about?
Washington State.
Okay.
They are in a really tough spot.
Yeah.
They lost their head coach, Jake Dickert, to Purdue.
Okay.
They lost their offensive coordinator, Ben Arbuckle, to Oklahoma.
Oh.
And maybe most importantly, they lost their starting quarterback, John Mateer, also to Oklahoma.
Wow. Okay.
So you're talking about a brain drain
of
epic proportions.
And also on the field talent.
Yeah. 31 players have reportedly left the program.
31.
31.
31.
And they haven't announced any incoming transfers. Zero.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good at all.
Especially at the Pac-12, you know, basically dissolving at this point.
It's a tough situation.
I mean, some people might even call it a Pac-12 corpse.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, losing a quarterback like John Mateer, that's a huge blow.
It is.
This guy, he threw for 2,500 yards last season.
Okay.
And he ran for 900.
Dual threat.
Dual threat quarterback.
A nightmare.
Those are so hard to replace.
They are. They really are.
And so to lose him and then 30 other players.
Yeah.
That's a tough hole to dig out of.
That's a very tough hole to dig out of.
All right. So Washington State.
Loser.
Loser.
Big loser.
Big loser. Okay. Now this next one.
Uh-huh.
Not surprising people.
Okay.
Alabama. Alabama. Oh,
yeah.
Currently ranked 65th.
You're kidding me.
In portal activity.
65th.
65th.
Wow.
They've seen some key players leave.
Like who?
Wide receiver Isaiah Bond,
okay.
gone to Texas.
Right.
Running back Roydell Williams
uh-huh.
to Florida State. And, you know, it's a new era in Tuscaloosa.
It is.
Nick Saban is gone.
Right.
Kalen DeBoer is the new head coach.
Yep.
And he's facing a real challenge in trying to, you know,
fill those holes.
Fill those holes.
Rebuild that roster.
Yeah. And it's just weird to see Alabama in this position.
It is. It's not something we're used to.
No, it's not.
But it just goes to show you
how
much things have changed.
The landscape has shifted.
Yeah.
And the portal is a big part of that.
Absolutely.
Okay. So Alabama.
Loser.
Relative to their own standard.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Last loser for us.
Okay.
Purdue.
Purdue.
They had a rough season last year.
He did 111.
111. And they lost some key players.
Okay.
The edge rusher, Will Helt.
Okay.
Gone to Clemson.
Okay.
Tight end, Max Clair, to Ohio State.
Wow. So they're losing talent to big comp programs.
To the big boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you're trying to rebuild,
right.
You know.
You need all the help you can get.
Yeah. Those are tough losses.
They are.
Okay, so Purdue.
Loser.
Loser.
All right.
All right. So we talked about the winners. We talked about the losers.
Yep.
Now let's zoom in
on
some individual players.
All right.
Who are the biggest signings?
The guys that you really need to know.
The guys that could have a huge impact.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's start with the guy we already mentioned.
Uh-huh.
Carson Beck.
Carson Beck to Miami.
From Georgia to Miami.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
I mean, this guy, he threw for 3,738 yards last season.
Okay.
At Georgia. And he's got what scouts call pure arm talent.
He can sling it.
He can sling it.
Yeah.
And, you know, Miami, they've got some pieces on offense.
Yeah.
But they were missing that quarterback.
Yeah.
And now they've got him.
And now they've got him.
Yeah.
So I think it's safe to say that the ACC landscape has shifted.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
It's going to
be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
All right. What's another signing that really stands out to you?
Well, you got to talk about John Mateer.
Okay, John Mateer.
Going from Washington State to Oklahoma.
All right, we talked about how much Washington State lost.
Yeah.
By losing him.
Big loss for them.
But for Oklahoma.
Huge gain.
Huge gain.
I mean, Brent Venables.
Yeah.
He needed a spark.
Yeah.
On offense.
That quarterback.
And Mateer brings that.
He brings that dual threat ability.
Yes, he does.
That, you know, is so hard to defend.
Absolutely.
So I think for Oklahoma, this is a.
This is a game changer.
It's a potential program changer.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we talked about two really big ones.
Uh-huh.
Is there a signing that maybe flew under the radar a little bit?
You know what I think there is?
Okay.
Fernando Mendoza.
Okay.
Going from Cal to Indiana.
Okay.
Now this guy.
Yeah.
He put some really good numbers at Cal.
Okay.
Threw for 3,000 yards.
Okay.
68% completion percentage.
That's efficient.
Very efficient.
Yeah.
And Indiana.
Yeah.
They're coming off a playoff appearance.
Right.
But they lost in the first round.
Yeah.
And they're looking to take that next step.
Yeah.
And they feel like Mendoza is the guy who can get them there.
And sometimes it's not the, you know, the biggest names.
It's not the flashy names.
Yeah.
It's the guys who just come in and
get the job done.
Get the job done.
Yeah.
And I think Mendoza could be that guy.
Okay. So Fernando Mendoza to Indiana.
Keep an eye on that.
Keep an eye on that one. All right. One more for me.
Okay.
That I think is really significant.
Uh-huh.
Jahi Moedas.
Okay.
From Alabama to Colorado.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
That's a big word.
For Deanne.
Deanne.
To get a guy like that.
Yeah. I mean, this guy is a beast.
He is.
On the defensive line.
Yeah.
He had 55 tackles.
55 tackles.
At Alabama.
For a defensive tackle.
For a defensive tackle, that is crazy.
That is crazy.
So for Colorado, you know, they're trying to build something special there.
And their defense just got a whole lot scarier.
Oh.
With him in the middle.
He is a disruptive force.
Absolutely.
All right. So we talked about the winners. We talked about the losers. Yeah. We talked about some of the biggest signings.
The biggest movers and shakers.
Now let's have some fun.
All right.
Let's throw out some hot takes.
Let's do it.
Based on everything we've talked about.
Okay. I'm ready.
What's one bold prediction you're willing to make?
All right. So here's my hot take.
Okay.
LSU.
Yeah.
With the strength of their transfer class.
Right.
And Nussmeier at quarterback.
Uh-huh.
They are going to be better than Georgia.
Whoa.
In the SEC.
You're putting LSU.
I am.
Above Georgia.
Yes.
That is a hot take.
It is, but I believe it.
Okay. I like it. All right. Here's my hot take.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Texas Tech.
Uh-huh.
is going to win the Big 12.
Wow.
This year.
You're going all in on Texas Tech?
I am. They got the number one portal class.
They did.
They got Joey McGuire.
Who's a great coach.
Who seems to be building something really special.
He does?
I think they got a real shot.
It's going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be chaos.
Oh, it always is.
Because you never know what's going to happen.
The transfer portal is a roller coaster.
It is a wild ride.
Yeah.
And it's not over yet.
Oh, no.
You know?
It's never over.
It's never over.
It's year-round now.
Yeah.
So.
Buckle up.
Buckle up, because things are going to keep changing.
Absolutely.
And you know, as we wrap up this deep dive
into
the transfer portal,
uh-huh.
we've seen some big winners.
Big winners.
We've seen some, you know, teams that are facing some challenges.
Right.
But the one thing that is for sure.
What's that?
Is that college football
yeah.
is more unpredictable
oh, yeah.
than ever before.
It is.
So for you, the listener,
yeah.
as you think about everything we've talked about today,
uh-huh.
I want you to consider...
Which transfer portal move do you think is going to have the biggest impact that maybe we didn't talk about?
The sleeper.
The sleeper.
I like it.
Because there's always sleepers.
Always.
And we won't know.
Nope.
Until those games are played.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. So thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.